The Spirit of the Lord is upon us as we give our hearts to Jesus today in prayer. Thank you for joining us as we kick off September 1st, our annual Vincentian Spirit Month. So, as you probably know, September 27th, the end of this month, is the feast of St. Vincent de Paul, the founder of my community, the Vincentians, along with the Daughters of Charity. So all month is an opportunity to affirm our Vincentian spirit and to do as St. Vincent did, evangelize and invite. More later, friends, if you're scratching your heads, hold on. But for now, thank you for being here in prayer. I'm Father Ron Hoy. This is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 121. Look to me. Where should I look for help in my need? The answer to my problems and the fulfillment of my needs must come from God Himself, from Him who created skies and mountains and men and women to dwell in their midst.
He is a great God who knows our every desire, whose watchful eye is upon us night and day. We can make no move without His knowledge, and His concern for His children is constant, His love for them eternal.
And thus the Lord will keep you, shielding you from the forces of evil, as a shade tree shields you from the rays of the blazing sun.
He does care for you, and He will fight with you against the enemy of your soul. Whether you are coming or going, He knows the course you take, and He will go before you.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the 61st chapter of Isaiah, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At the end of this month, September 27th, is the feast day of my founder and the Daughters of Charity, St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent, he began his life as a saint well into his priesthood. He was sent to a church in rural France as a chaplain and saw for the first time men and women in love with the Lord and desiring a deeper connection with God, but who were largely ignored and dismissed by the clergy and those in charge at their church. People in France at the time who had money and part of nobility, well, there was no problem there. The average Joe, however, sitting in the pew without titles and distinctions, poor and simple, well, they were largely ignored and forgotten. And moved with compassion for them, Vincent de Paul did something about it. He invited them back into relationship with God and the church. In other words, he evangelized. His love for Jesus and his commitment of faith impelled him, anointed him to serve as Jesus did, especially to the dispirited and the lost. Which explains why his favorite scripture passage was the one we heard today from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring glad tidings. That's what evangelization is, going forth and bringing glad tidings, to welcome and inflame the hearts of God's people, especially those most forgotten. And so, friends, I say all this at the beginning of this month because it is the launch of our annual Vincentian Spirit Month. It's the recognition that, like Jesus and St. Vincent and so many others before us, that we're called to evangelize, to boldly, even aggressively, invite others into prayer and relationship with God in a beautiful way. As Isaiah says, we are all anointed by God to do just that. And if you're thinking, well, how? I'm glad you asked. By inviting people to join us in prayer at the God Minute. That's it. Like Jesus, like all of his saints and holy men and women, that's what they did. They proudly proclaimed the blessing and the gift of God in their lives to others that inspired them to turn to Jesus. So this month of September, friends, I invite you to join us in boldly proclaiming and inviting. Each week this month of September, we're going to focus on one creative, simple way to do just that in the Vincentian spirit. We're going to be sending you an email to all of you out there highlighting these specific ways that we can do it. And then this Sunday, a little bit more of the details as we begin our first full week of Vincentian September Spirit. We did it last year. It was wonderful. It's so inspiring. And I don't know, I'm just so looking forward to it. So blessings upon you. Thank you. And let's just take that quiet moment now before the Our Father to just recognize that we have been blessed, that your life, despite the struggles, is filled with the blessing of a God who loves you so deeply. Anointed and blessed by God, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Anointed by you, O God, we ask that you inflame our hearts with your word, inspire our choices, and direct our actions to bring glad tidings to others and invite them into friendship with you. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
It's the fastest 10 minutes of my day, but thank you for joining me in it in prayer and our team. May God's blessing go with you now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Vincent de Paul.
Pray for us.
St. Catherine Laboure.
Pray for us.
We'll see you tomorrow.